Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Friday, October the 14th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Well, it was a mad day in US markets yesterday, with stocks swinging more than 5% and the S&P 500 finally closing 2.6% higher on hotter than expected inflation data. Inflation rose to a 40-year high, and this time the worrying part is the core inflation, which excludes energy and food, went up 6.6%. The index recovered 40% of losses made over the sell-off in the past six trading sessions, which had taken the market to a two-year low. Now, what the hell is going on? Hotter than expected inflation data and market records such dramatic gains? Well, it seems it was because of technical factors. Bloomberg reported that at one point when the benchmark S&P 500 had given back 50% of its post-pandemic rally, it triggered programmed buy. So a wave of put options, what to protect against such a rout, moved into the money. And as profits were booked, that prompted dealers to buy stocks to remain market neutral. So that pretty much explains the bounce. Now, obviously, investors are now betting more that the Fed will indeed raise rates by 75 basis points in the coming policy meet in November and also in December. Futures pricing also showed for the first time that markets see rates approaching 5% next year. So now overall you have a situation where the jobs and employment data is not letting up, meaning the labor market is still hot, and you also have the inflation data that is also stubbornly high. Both indicate that the Fed will have to work harder, meaning more hikes and for longer, to rein in inflation to the targeted level. It's not a pretty picture for sure, but there is nothing new out here. The new thing yesterday was the bounce back, which I think we should not really read too much into. Now, on home front, yesterday the big news that hit after market hours was the Infosys Q2 results, which were largely in line with expectations. There was a beat on operating margins, which expanded 150 basis points, 100 basis points higher than what was expected. Rupee revenues were up 6% Q on Q. Profitability was up 12.3%. And FY23 revenue guidance has now been increased to 15 to 16% as opposed to 14 to 16% earlier. Margin guidance revised from 21 to 23% to 21 to 22%. Now, out of the four biggies, Infosys is now the second company to raise its revenue guidance for the year. The guidance number is very much within the earlier range, which was 14 to 16% anyway. And some analysts may say this revision kind of tells us that the management's more confident about the future and what can achieve. Well, you have indicated a range, you are within that range. Why do you want to narrow it? It really beats me, but fair enough, nothing good or bad. The margin story again is similar. The company was anyway expected to end the year around the lower end of the operating margin band of 21%. Last quarter, it had gone below that number to 20%. Now they are back. So, well and good. Nothing much changes there either for me. My take on Infy is pretty much the same as that in the case of TCS. The last quarter numbers really are not a reflection of what is to come and what the market is really fearing right now. The market is really fearful of what could be in store in FY24. It's no surprise that the numbers are not showing any weakness, because that is something we already know by looking at the macro picture in the US that we keep analyzing ad nauseum these days. But that's exactly the problem also, that the market is not slowing down. So the Fed is trying to tighten more and get the economy to cool off. And in the process, we do not know where we are going to land, whether it's going to be a soft landing, hard landing, where, when, etc. So if you really ask me how investors should position themselves with respect to IT stocks, I would say, listen, do you really want exposure to a sector where there is so much uncertainty about where it is headed over the next 18 months? Knowing that these stocks are still not trading cheap. If you compare the current one-year forward PE, which does not bake in any possible sluggishness in growth, with the 10-year average one-year forward PE, they are still at about 20% premium. For instance, in the case of Infy, its current one-year forward PE is at 22.75, compared to a 10-year average forward PE of 18.63. Similarly, TCS's one-year forward PE stands at 25.25 versus a 10-year average forward PE of 21.68. This is a story that we'll publish in Money Control today. Please take a look. So I would say prices can still fall some more. So no hurry to go out and bottom fish out there. The other point that came up along with the results yesterday was the buyback that Infi announced, which came in at 9,300 crore at a price of 1850 per share. The stock closed at 1422 per share. So that's a 30% premium. But that really doesn't mean anything for the stock price because it's a market buyback. The price only sends out a signal that the company is comfortable buying back shares up to 1850 rupees. But really, if the price does not move, so be it. They will buy the shares at a lower price. There is definitely some disappointment amongst a section of investors over why the company should do a market buyback versus a tender offer, which would have given a pop in the stock price. I have a contrary take on this, but it will require a long-winded explanation. So I will reserve that for Monday. Notwithstanding the fact that it was a technical bounce that took the US market record a dramatic recovery yesterday, the sentiment here is also likely to be positive. Perhaps a gap up, but one cannot say for sure how much of that will sustain. Have a wonderful trading day. Have a great weekend ahead. Catch you same time on Monday.